Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In case you haven't heard it today, you look nice. And no one can notice the coffee spill on your pants. We'll cover you at the Jeff and Jen Show.
On Star 94.1.
We have a brand new segment that we are attempting on the Jeff and Jen Show.
I'm so excited about this. We are attempting to create a love connection here. We're calling it hookup or hang up. We just met Alicia. She came on with us, told us about herself, that she's really athletic and fit and looking for a guy who has similar interests. She loves sports. She likes going to funny movies and enjoys comedy. She's looking for a guy in his 30s who's got brown hair, dark eyes, kind of just describing her perfect man, what he would look like. She said Ben Affleck. And we have got a guy on the phone who we are pretty certain fits your description, Alicia.
Paul from Alpharetta is on the phone with us. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how are you?
Good. You heard Alicia on the show and you thought,
yeah,
I could be her man.
Yeah, well, I mean, kind of what she described was like me in a nutshell, if you will.
All right. Perfect. I'm very excited about this. So this is where you guys get to ask each other a few questions, get to know each other a little bit. And then we'll make the big decision.
Cool.
Alicia, because you are the original caller, you can be the first person to ask a question. And then, Paul, you respond and ask a question back to her. And we'll do that for three rounds.
Okay.
All right, Alicia, say hi to Paul and ask him your first question.
Hi, Paul.
Hello.
Paul, what is your idea of a perfect date?
Well, you know, we'd start out with dinner, of course, because that's how all good dates start. We'll take a little walk, stroll down, you know, the strip, if you will, and, you know, maybe hit up a few spots, see where the night goes, and then end it with a little nightcap.
Okay.
Paul, you've got a question for Alicia?
Yeah, so if you were to go on a perfect date, what would that be?
Okay, similar question. I would probably be pretty similar, to be honest with you. You know, dinner, conversation, maybe a walk. I definitely wouldn't mind dancing. So.
All right.
Okay, yeah. We're off to a good start. I'm feeling good about
it
this.
It smells like compatibility in here.
Alicia, you got another one for him?
What's your favorite kind of movie?
I'm a big fan if you were to rank them, I would say comedy number one, the action adventure, like superhero movies. Those are cool. I'm really into those right now. I'm not a huge fan of the dramas just because they drag out so long. So, I would say comedy's number one, and then the action-adventure flicks number two.
Okay, great.
Paul, you get to ask a question back to Alicia.
Okay, if we were to watch, say, Netflix, what is one movie that you would select from the queue?
Okay. off of Netflix, I like a drama movie, but I also can do, like, similar to you, I really love superhero movies. Like, I loved all the Spider-Man movies. I like the Avenger movies. Any silly, ridiculous comedy, Ride Along, 21 Jump Street, like, all those silly, buddy comedies I'm a fan of as well.
Cool. All right, Alicia, last question.
You know what I'm realizing is, like,
hey,
dating is, like, putting yourself out there and then filling all kinds of awkward empty space with just stuff.
I'm glad I'm not the only one feeling that way. All right, Alicia, you're up.
Okay, last question. Do you use social media, and would you be comfortable sharing your page right away, or do you have to do some cleanup work?
Oh, that's a good question.
Good question.
It's a really good question.
I am on social media, not on all social medias. I'm only on Facebook and Twitter. Clean up? No, not really. I mean, I'm friends with majority of my people. I don't friend everybody, kind of thing. So, or follow a lot. I don't have like a lot of like followers on Twitter, and I don't follow a lot of people on Twitter. So, yeah. I mean, clean up? No. I mean, sharing my page is cool, I guess. I mean, you can scroll through my photos. That's about all that's on there. So,
okay, cool.
Paul, last one for Alicia.
If I were to find you on Facebook, on any social medium, what was the first thing that I would see?
First thing you would see would probably be pictures of me with my friends and family.
Nice.
Okay.
All right. Thank you guys both for being a part of our very first hookup or hangup. What we need you to do now is just think about the answers that you got from each other.
Yeah.
And we are going to come back to you about three and a half minutes. And then that's where you will give us the verdict. Do you want to go out with each other or no? And the way you will tell us is simply by staying on the line or hanging up.
But don't hang up right now.
Don't hang up right now.
Just hold on right now.
And we'll be back with you in 3.5 minutes. Okay, Paul?
All right.
Okay,
all right.
Alicia?
Cool.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. They got a decision to make.
On the Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star
94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.